USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have this song on their mind as they remember the late Betty White, who passed away at the age of 99. A tweet from the Martin Luther King Jr. Center is reminding fans that back in 1954, Betty White was criticized for having Arthur Duncan, a black tap dancer, on her variety show. White's reply to her critics was, quote, live with it. In fact, she gave Duncan even more airtime than was originally scheduled. That tweet added that White's TV show was canceled soon afterwards. The tweet ends with the hashtag, thank you for being a friend. The Southeast is in line for some rough weather today and tomorrow as well. Today from East Texas to Western Kentucky. You're urged to keep your ears to the forecast. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A scare at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota yesterday as two people are wounded because of a shooting there at about 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve. The victims being left with non-life-threatening injuries, but authorities say one man was shot in the leg, a second victim appeared to have been at least grazed by a bullet, and police are still looking for the suspect. Lots of travelers are starting 2022 in airports, waiting for their next available flight, and they're hard to come by still. The data from FlightAware from late Friday shows over 3,100 flights had been canceled around the globe again, and that included over 1,500 grounded flights within, into, or out of the United States. Winter storms and COVID-19 are continuing to be blamed for these cancellations. Officials in Colorado say they don't know what started that huge fire in Boulder County a few days ago, but they no longer believe it was caused by downed power lines. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As USA Radio's Wendy King reports, the Biden administration has reauthorized the International Space Station through 2030.
To enable a seamless transition to commercial space stations, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced in a statement that NASA will continue working with the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, Canadian Space Agency, and also Russia's State Space Corporation, Roscosmos. Earlier this month, NASA awarded $415 million to three companies for the development of commercial destinations in space. Blue Origin, aerospace company NanoRocks, and aerospace and defense company Northrop Grumman. In April, NASA awarded close to $3 billion to SpaceX to continue the development of the first commercial human lander called HLS Starship, which will take astronauts to the moon before someday taking humans to Mars. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a female Jeopardy contestant is setting a new record on that quiz show as Amy Schneider won her 21st consecutive game on the popular show. It makes her the first woman to accomplish that feat. Schneider then went on to break her own record the following night. The Jeopardy record was previously held by Julia Collins, who won her 20th game in 2014. Happy New Year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.